94.7 WDSD, Delaware's number one for new country. Cole Swindell, he's a flatliner. It's just after 8:10, Sky and Krista in the morning, and riding solo this morning, but happy to have Sue Ryan in, the executive director of the Delaware Coalition Against Domestic Violence. Good morning, Sue. How are you?
Good morning, Krista.
Good. I'm happy to have you here, but you're not... Oh, I turned the wrong one. There you go. Say hi.
Hi, Krista.
There you are. I was turning on the other microphone. What's wrong with me? Well, I'm happy to have you in. We're talking about something so important, something that we really need to raise awareness on. And I was when I saw that you were coming in today, without getting into too much detail, it really hit close to home, and I'm going to try my best not to get emotional. But with domestic violence, I had a really good friend of mine. She's not local, but she just recently got out of a very abusive relationship, and she says it's been the worst 3 years of her life. I had no idea. I mean, she called me, told me all the details. I was like, how have I not known that? And we were just talking off the air that a lot of victims of domestic violence or sexual abuse are, they feel alone. Mm-hmm. They don't necessarily speak up, right?
Yes, that's very true. It's very isolating. One of the tactics that abusers use is to isolate from friends and family and to make the person feel bad about themselves and then afraid to reach out. And people often are embarrassed about the situation. They're afraid they're going to be judged if they ask for help. And they're hoping somehow it can change. And it's part of that cycle where the abuser's promising to change, but then it doesn't change. And
that's kind of how she explained it, too. She goes, I was just really hoping I could change him and he would change. And we were working towards that. I'm like, man, that's scary. So scary. So when you're talking about domestic violence, can you talk a little bit more about what is domestic violence? What are we talking about?
Yes, it's a great question because there's a lot of misunderstanding around it. Mm-hmm. It's really using physical abuse or emotional abuse or even financial or psychological abuse where you're putting someone down all the time and using these tactics to get power and control over the other person. There's a real goal here for the abuser to demean the other person physically, emotionally, psychologically, to have power and control over them.
Wow.
And that's part of the reason why it can be very difficult for people to break out and to leave it, because they don't feel safe.
Absolutely.
And they feel terribly alone.
Yeah.
And so part of the No More campaign is to raise awareness around this. You know, 1 in 4 people in Delaware, 1 in 4 women in Delaware, 1 in 4 women nationally are experiencing domestic violence.
Oh my goodness. I was going to ask you what the percentage rate is on that. 1 in 4?
1 in 4.
Wow. All
both right. So nationally and in Delaware.
What can somebody do if they're a victim or if they know somebody that's a victim of domestic violence?
Krista, that is the most critical question, because it's not just for the victim to respond, but also people who know the victim to be able to know about these resources.
Absolutely.
The first thing we want to do is to make sure that the victim is safe.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes people will say, oh, just leave them, or just, you know, dump that guy, or get out of that situation. But that may not be the safest thing to do.
Yeah.
The first thing you want to do is actually to talk to somebody, an advocate, somebody who knows about domestic violence. And one way to access that is through the Delaware Coalition Against Domestic Violence website, dcadv.org. But there are also hotlines.
Oh, that's awesome.
Can I share those hotline numbers?
Absolutely.
Up in the Newcastle County area, the hotline is 302-762-6110. And down in Kent and Sussex counties, the hotline is 302-422-8058. That's 8058. And also down in Sussex County, there is a Spanish bilingual hotline.
Very nice.
And that number is 302-745-9874.
Wonderful.
If you're driving in the car right now and you didn't have a pen, you're thinking, yikes, I don't have that number, you can go to dcadv.org, the Delaware Coalition Against Domestic Violence. If you just type into Google domestic violence in Delaware, you're going to find our website.
That's wonderful. And we'll also get it up on WDSD.com, or at least on our Facebook page, too, to kind of spread the word. It's so important to spread that message.
I think so, too. And I think a key message, if you know if somebody's in that relationship, is to always have an open door and an open heart. Sometimes it can take people a long time to break from that relationship because safety is the number one concern.
Yeah, absolutely.
They have to figure out when and how am I going to extract myself from this, and how do I do it in a way that I'm going to be supported?
Right, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, can you give the website again?
I will. The website is the Delaware Coalition Against Domestic Violence, and the site number is dcadv.org.
Wonderful. Well, Sue Ryan, Executive Director of the Delaware Coalition Against Domestic Violence. I held it together. but really hitting close to home for me. And like Sue said, if you're a victim or if you know somebody who needs help, definitely get in touch with the Delaware Coalition Against Domestic Violence, dcadv.org. Such an important message in the No More campaign. Sue, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much, Krista.
I appreciate it. And we're getting back to the music next. Keep it here for Chris Lane and Kenny Chesney. They're coming up with Sky and Krista in the morning on 94.7 WDSD. Sky.